Das Bundesliga Show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP, sign up and prop up today. We'll support you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by the amazing and fantastic Sean Green. Pre-order Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, for only $3.99. That's right, only $3.99. Just head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. Das Bundesliga show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can check me out at my website, lockbetting.com, where we have just had a phenomenal week with the Champions League and the Europa League and the KBO and the tennis. An amazing week for lockbetting.com clients. You didn't have to be on the top package to make money this week. On the podcast packs, we landed three locks and we hit most of the selection. So just being on the podcast pack, which is just $15 a month, you would have hit three locks, two Champions League locks and a Europa League lock. And you would have got podcasts that gave you a bunch of winning plays for Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Head over to lockbetting.com to sign up now. And that's the only place where you'll get coverage of El Clasico this weekend on the lockbetting.com European show. Let's move on with these Bundesliga picks. And we start with Bayern Munich's game here on Saturday. They host Eintracht Frankfurt, where they are the 1-5 favourites, and they are coming off a unbelievable performance, a scary performance where they beat Atletico Madrid 4-0. It was a little bit of worry going into that game that Atletico Madrid would be able to stop Bayern, and they were the perfect team to stifle them and hit them on the break, and this would be a real examination of Bayern. Well, they came through with four goals and a clean sheet and an absolutely dominating performance. It was scary from the European champions, and here they face Eintracht Frankfurt, as I said, as the 1-5 favourites, 13-2 to draw and 10-1 on Eintracht Frankfurt. This one doesn't take long to cover because until I see any different, I'm going to continue taking Bayern to win and I'm going to continue taking over 3.5 goals in these Bayern matches until it doesn't hit. That's what we're going to continue to do. And even if it doesn't hit, you're probably going to want to jump back on the trend, because if you're getting this at the price that we're getting it here, which is 10 to 11, and it's hitting more than half of the time, you are making money. So over the course of a 34-game season, if this hits 20 times in the Bayern matches, you are going to make a profit just by playing it blindly. So that's the strategy we're going to implement until we see something drastically different. Over 3.5 goals, hit the net in 7 of Bayern's 8 competitive matches this season. Bayern scored 4 goals in 3 of the last 4 assignments. And Bayern hit the net 10 times combined in the last 2 Bundesliga meetings with Eintracht Frankfurt at the Allianz Arena where this game is happening. It's happened against Eintracht Frankfurt. They're a competent team. They could add to the tally here because Bayern haven't been keeping clean sheets as of late. Both teams to score has actually cashed in 5 of Bayern's 8 competitive games this season. So Eintracht Frankfurt could add to it. But even if they don't, I'm not worried here. I think Bayern win this game and we get the over 3.5 goals at 10 to 11 in this one. Up next, we look at Mainz versus Borussia Mönchengladbach, where Mainz are the 4-1 underdogs. It's 16-5 the draw, and it's 4-6 here on Borussia Mönchengladbach. Mainz played Bayer Leverkusen last time out at home, and they were competitive in that game, but Bayer Leverkusen used that game to get their first win of the season. We had that as the lock last week. I think Borussia Mönchengladbach can bounce back here from a poor start to the season where they've only won one game out of the first three. They look good in midweek, got a really good result away to Inter Milan, so they'll be looking to build on that. And they too can use Mainz as a stepping stone to pick up another win. It'll be their second of the season, and Borussia Mönchengladbach can then move off the table off the back of that. Mainz haven't had a very good start. They could be facing relegation problems this season. I do see worse teams than them when you look at the current situation with Schalke. When you look at a team like Cologne, so it's not a foregone conclusion that Mainz are going to get relegated, but by the look of things, they are going to be down there unless they massively improved. And as I said, Borussia Mönchengladbach used this as a bounce back game. I like the price here at 4-6. I think Borussia Mönchengladbach pick up the win here in this one. Up next, we look at the league leaders, RB Leipzig. They're available here at 4-7. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 5-1 on Hertha Berlin. Leipzig sit top of the table. They're coming off a 2-0 win in midweek in the Champions League. They look very good defensively this season, and that's kind of how they've improved, despite the fact they've lost Timo Werner. They do seem to be a lot tighter at the back. But here they're coming up against a team where, when they play, there seems to always be goals. Leipzig have won each of their last three home matches by two clear goals. Hertha have lost three of the last four games, have scored eight goals in that time, including a 4-3 shootout with Bayern Munich. And there have been 36 goals in the last seven meetings between these two sides. So if you look at the historical data, it's worth backing goals because they almost look guaranteed every time these two teams play. Leipzig to win with both teams to score in this game is available at 9-5. I think that represents some serious value. But if you're looking for something a little bit safer, I like the way Leipzig are playing at the moment. I don't see them dropping points here. Leipzig on the money line at 4-7 would be the safe pick. If you're feeling like being brave, then add the both teams to score to it, because the historical data does back that up, and that gets you up to 9-5. That's nearly +200. Lots of value there for this one if you look back at the stats from the previous meetings and the fact that Hertha have been losing games and have still been scoring a lot of goals in their matches. Up next, we look at Union Berlin versus Freiburg, where Union Berlin are the 6-5 favourites here at home. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 21-10 on Freiburg. Nothing to separate these two teams. They have identical records in mid-table here. One thing that does stand out from looking at these two teams, when you look at the four games that they played, Union Berlin's matches have featured 12 goals. And Freiburg's matches have featured 13 goals. The over-under here, the over-under 2.5, is at 10-11. The fact that their games have delivered 25 goals makes this worthy of a play on the over here. So that's what we're going to do. I can see both teams scoring in this game. There isn't a definite golf in class. They'll both size each other up as they look for their second win of the season and feel like that they can get it against the other. And that's why I think this may break out into an attacking game. Obviously, it can go the other way where neither of these two teams want to lose to each other. But I think it's German football, and the Bundesliga usually delivers you entertaining football when you're looking at a situation where a game could go both ways. And according to the odds makers, this game can go both ways. But I lean towards the data. I lean towards the 25 goals and the fact that these two teams are looking pretty leaky this season. And I'm going to go for the over 2.5 here at 10-11. Up next, we look at the late game on Saturday, where Dortmund face Schalke here. Dortmund are the 1-5 favourites. It's 13-2 the draw, and it's 14-1 here on Schalke. We took Schalke to improve last week under new management, and we thought that they might be able to avoid a defeat. They did that, but that doesn't mean they're going to get anything here. This is a big local derby in Germany. These two teams don't like each other, and this is a prime opportunity for Dortmund to absolutely pound this team. They already did that in May. They beat Schalke 4-0, and Schalke are even worse now. Schalke conceded 16 goals in their last four Bundesliga matches this season. Dortmund have actually won 2-0 in each of their last two home games, scoring seven times along the way. So seeing Dortmund here at minus 1.5 at 4-6 when this Schalke team can't score, and all I need is Dortmund to score two goals,
I love that bet. Dortmund to score over 2.5 team goals, I also like here at evens. I like Dortmund to win this game to nil, which is available at 11 to 10. Loads of ways to bet this, but I think the handicap will be the safest. If Schalke do manage to score a goal, then you still have the security of Dortmund being able to score three goals for you. I think they will. I think all of these bets cash though. Dortmund to nil, Dortmund over 2.5 team goals at evens. But my official play here for this one is going to be Dortmund minus 1.5 on the Asian handicap line at 4-6 as they trounce their local rivals here, Schalke, on Saturday night. Up next, we move on to Sunday, where Wolfsburg faced Arminia Bielefeld here. It's 7-10 on Wolfsburg. It's 14-5 on the draw. And it's 19-5 on Arminia Bielefeld. Arminia Bielefeld, I earmarked as a solid under team here at the start of the season, and that's what they've been, other than when they came up against Bayern Munich, because no one's going to be an under team against Bayern. I think they go back to that here. I think they come to Wolfsburg to frustrate the better team, sit back and do what they usually do and try and hit the game on the break. They have done that throughout the season to mixed success. Under 2.5 goals have scored in 100% of Wolfsburg's Bundesliga games this season, so that adds even more to the data, the fact that Wolfsburg are an under the team. Arminia Bielefeld scored just three times in their first four Bundesliga matches of the new season, and Wolfsburg drew 1-1 in two of their first four matches this term. So Arminia Bielefeld could come here and get a point if they can find the back of the net, because I don't think Wolfsburg have got two goals in them from what I've seen so far at the moment. The under 2.5 goals is available at even money with the over at 8-11. I definitely would be taking the under here. Lots of value at even money. Under 2.5 goals in this one. Wolfsburg versus Arminia Bielefeld here on Sunday afternoon. Up next, we have Hoffenheim at home to Werder Bremen. Hoffenheim coming off a win in the Europa League. They are, of course, the favourites here to win, given the fact that Werder Bremen had such a poor home record last season. So that doesn't surprise me at all. They are the 11-8 favourites. It's 15-8 on Werder Bremen, and it's 11-4 on the draw. Werder Bremen haven't made a bad start to the season, and they've actually won a game at home already. They've won two games so far, drawn one, lost one. They sit seventh in the table with 7 points. So the relegation issues that they had last season don't seem to be re-rearing their ugly heads. I think this team will be safe, but in this situation, I'm going to take Hoffenheim, a team in form, a team that have beaten Bayern Munich already this season. Although, when you look at the table, Hoffenheim actually sit behind Werder Bremen because they've won two and lost two. Of course, off the back of that win against Bayern, they did have the predictable letdown. They went and lost away to Eintracht Frankfurt immediately after that. So that's almost always the case. And then after that, they lost again. They lost 1-0 at home to Dortmund. So they're actually looking for a bounce back here against a team who were very poor at home last season. Hoffenheim beat Werder Bremen home and away last season 3-2 and 3-0. Hoffenheim have lost just one of their last nine Bundesliga away assignments, and Werder Bremen lost 11 of their last 14 Bundesliga home matches, something that we touched on. Although when they really, really needed to win on the final day of the season, they ended up smashing Cologne by 6-1, which was crazy because they needed such a big turnaround to get themselves into that playoff situation last year, and they ended up staying up through the playoffs. But in this game, I think it's a get right game for Hoffenheim, a team who've just come off the high of winning a Europa League game. They come here looking to get this result. The last two losses they've had, they're not awful losses. Losing at home to Dortmund and losing away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Eintracht Frankfurt are a team I regard equal to Hoffenheim. They will be teams just outside of this German top four. So here against Werder Bremen, it does represent an opportunity for them to get back on track. And I like the pick here at plus money, 11-8 for Hoffenheim to get back on the winning track at Werder Bremen here on Sunday. The final game we're going to cover takes place here on Monday, where Bayer Leverkusen host Augsburg. They are the 4-6 favourites. It's 16-5 the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Augsburg. You're getting a really, really nice price here on Bayer Leverkusen. That's because Augsburg are actually higher than them in the table. They've started with two wins, a draw, and one defeat. Bayer Leverkusen are unbeaten this season, but it took them four games to get their first win in. It was a scrappy 1-0 win against Mons. However, they looked really good in the Europa League yesterday. They pounded Nice 6-2, and that is the best, second best team in their group. That will be their closest competition. It was a toss-up, really, between Nice and Leverkusen for the top spot, and Leverkusen completely outclassed them yesterday. They hammered them 6-2. That'll put them in good stead. The scheduling is beneficial here as well, because a lot of teams play a Thursday, Sunday, whereas Bayer Leverkusen get to rest until Monday, and they've stayed at home. This represents a very good opportunity to get back-to-back wins. I know Augsburg have had a good start to the season. I know they've won away to Borussia Dortmund, but they're a different team playing away from home. And I love this spot here for Bayer Leverkusen on Monday. 4-6 on Bayer Leverkusen is a bargain. I would be betting on this one. I'm not even going to make a secret of this one. This may be a client play on Monday after the weekend. Bayer Leverkusen here at 4-6. Closing out with a lock on the show. Well, I just touted Bayer Leverkusen heavily, so we pretty much are going with a double lock here. The other couple of plays that I loved here on the show were the under for Arminia Bielefeld. I've been talking up the unders for them here over and over and over again each week. Obviously, it didn't cash against Bayern Munich, but other than that, they have been a consistent under team. But the lock here has to be Borussia Dortmund -1.5 at 4-6 against Schalke. Schalke are going to get absolutely dismantled here. Borussia Dortmund will be licking their lips. Plus, this is a local rival. They're not going to take their foot off their throat. Once they score one, they're going to go for two. They're going to go for three. They're going to go for four. This is going to be a massacre. And you don't have to worry about Schalke scoring, because Borussia Dortmund are tight at the other end of the pitch. Plus, Schalke are very poor in front of goals. Everything here is set up for a 3-4 or 5-0 victory for Borussia Dortmund, and that's what they're going to go for here against their local rivals. Plus, we're in a bounce back spot, because Borussia Dortmund played so poorly against Lazio in midweek, losing 3-1. It's now going to be difficult for them to win their Champions League group, which would have been their major goal, because winning the Champions League group gives you an easier game in the last 16. Now, if they finish second in the group, and obviously it's not all doom and gloom, because Dortmund are going to have three home games, and they are much superior at home. Their poor results this season have all come away from home. That defeat against Lazio and a 2-0 defeat against Augsburg. At home, they're a different proposition, which Schalke are going to find out here. So, big bounce back spot. Schalke are a team that can't score. Dortmund are a team that don't concede goals at home. Dortmund are a team that score a ton of goals. Schalke are a team that concede a ton of goals. Everything here points to Dortmund winning this game convincingly. And all you need them to do here is to win by two goals, and you're getting it at 4-6 -150. Is no doubt for me that one has to be the lock here on this week's Bundesliga show. That's it for me in this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Don't forget to check out the EPL show, which should be posted now. Don't forget to check out the fight show over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And of course, next week you will get your Champions League show again. That will be dropping on Monday. On that Champions League show that you get here, we do cover a selection of games. It's always the main game. So it's not a case of me picking my favourite games and then narrow it down to the best bets like we do with the Nations League show, or the Europa League show, or the European show over at lockbetting.com. It is the main games. It is the main marquee games. I pick 6 to 8 games and I choose to break them down. If you want my best bets, if you want every single game covered, you need to head over to lockbetting.com, because on the Tuesday, I break down every single Champions League game from the Tuesday and I give you a separate lock. Then I break down every single game on Wednesday and I give you a separate lock. And then on Thursday, I do the Europa League, where I scour through all of the matches. I break down 6 to 8 on the podcast and I give you a separate lock. And I am coming off landing all 3 locks this week. If you don't believe me, go and have a look at my Twitter account. Go and have a look at some of the retweets. We swept all of the locks, and we also gave additional picks out on the podcast. And it was a very, very solid week. Very, very profitable week in Europe. I always do well with the Champions League and the Europa League. So if you're not signed up to lockbetting.com, at least not signed up to the additional podcast, the bonus podcast, you really are missing out. If you sign up this weekend for that, you will get the European show, which is the place where we are exclusively covering the El Clasico, because it's Barcelona and Real Madrid this weekend. So don't miss out on that. And finally, if you want some absolute 100% free content, head over to the Dirty Sheets to listen to my NFL show. Me and Cav break down every single game ATS and give our picks, and we close out with a lock. We have a solid lot record this year. My lot record is 4-2. His lot record is 5-1. So I'm currently getting beaten at the moment because I took the Packers last week. We're looking for a bounce back this week. So make sure you check out the NFL show on the Dirty Sheets. That's it from me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.